We like to give compliments. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. We like to give compliments. Have you ever thought about that? We just thoroughly like to give compliments. We like to tell people how wonderful they are. We like to tell people how nice they are. We like to tell the world what a wonderful world it is. And in giving these compliments, what is the purpose that we have in giving them? Do we give these compliments because we recognize that the world is a wonderful place? Do we recognize that everybody around us is fantastic? Do we recognize that all is good and very good? Do we recognize that? Is that what we really think about? Is that what we really know about? Or are we giving compliments because we are wanting people to be happy with us? That we're wanting people to think nice thoughts about us? That we want people to enjoy our presence and our company with them? I kind of think it's the latter. You see, when you are in a state of delight, which is, you might say, what precedes a compliment, when you are in a state of delight, you have no desire to speak anything. You just feel, oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so wonderful. And we have a wonderful monk here on campus, Ingeborg. And Ingeborg is a super lady. But Ingeborg had a tendency to go through an old lady attitude for a while. And when she went through this old lady attitude, she liked to wear the old lady clothes. She liked to wear clothes that were in season many, many decades ago. And today it just doesn't quite fit because the young people are wearing old people's clothes because they want to put on a show. Well, Ingeborg went shopping the other day, and when she went shopping, she picked out some beautiful new clothing. She picked out clothing that just complimented her tremendously. The colors just blended with her complexion. The sparkling mode of the clothing just lifted her up, and instead of being a couple of sacks that hung on her body and the ancient designs, she was in a modern scope. And she was absolutely gorgeous. She looked like a very dynamic younger woman. Instead of 80 years of age, she looked like she was 30, you know, just wonderful. Well, if we go and compliment her, she'll not be too happy about it. But if we sort of feel good inside ourselves when we see her, she senses this and knows this more strongly than if we say, oh, that dress looks so nice on you, Ingeborg. That blouse just brings out your super features. You just look great. You see, there are no words that can send the feeling of joy we have in looking at another person and seeing how beautiful they look. Every time we look at someone and we say in words how wonderful they look, we are doing a very poor job. We cannot begin to describe how lovely a person looks when they are really dressed in something that compliments them. Now perhaps here we come to the real purpose. We like to compliment people. Actually, when they compliment themselves, when we compliment ourselves, we are getting the greatest compliment we could ever wear. We get the greatest compliment we could ever give ourselves. For the compliment is saying to us, yes, I have good taste. Yes, I am a wonderful person. Yes, I am fine. And anybody else who comes along and says, yes, that was beautiful. Yes, you look great. Yes, Ingeborg, your clothing is just glorious. Well, that doesn't quite make it. You say, well, this is what we've done all of our lives. This is how we've always done with people and with other things. We've always complimented others, and that's true. What we have done is we are looking for them to compliment us. Every time we give a compliment, we're looking for someone else to return it. Every time we do anything nice to anybody else, we're looking for someone else to do something nice for us. Anytime we do something nice for somebody else, we're looking for someone else to do something nice for us. Ooh, that is mean. That is terrible. No, that is true. The thing is, if you can truly do something beautiful for another person, and you can be unknown, anonymous, incognito, you can give the compliment, but nobody knows that it was you who gave it, then the compliment is really a beautiful compliment. But every compliment we give, we want one in return, and that's why we give them. And you say, well, that's going to change the whole way of thinking about this. The whole modus operandi that we're working under is going to have to change now. And, no, it's not going to have to change. It's just that we recognize why we're giving a compliment. We give a compliment to another person because we want one for ourselves. So, instead of waiting for the round trip, why don't we just give ourselves a compliment? I feel good. Oh, I feel so good when I put on this lovely shirt or these super pair of trousers. I feel so good with this new blouse or this new skirt. I feel so good, you know. Now, isn't that a much more powerful and dynamic compliment to yourself? It's a much more meaningful thing. It's something that is so totally different, so totally unaware, so totally. You see, we go back to the criminal on the cross with Jesus, and the criminal was watching Jesus, and the criminal didn't say, I believe in what you say, I believe in the things that you're doing. He said, hey, I believe in you. I believe in you. That is something that I can believe. Now, he didn't say, man, guy, you are a great fellow. You have a great philosophy. You have a great teaching. Oh, that kind of a compliment is for the birds. It's a nothing compliment. When you say, I believe, you've turned my life around. I've found a new way. You know, you're complimenting yourself. You have gone from bad to good, you might say. You have gone to misunderstanding to understanding. And you see, that is the greatest compliment we can ever give to another, is that their very existence is a pleasure to us. When I look at Ingeborg and she's all dressed up to the nines, I look at her and I think to myself, Kali, you certainly are a lovely lady. You certainly look great. And I don't say it to her, because if I say it to her, she's going to say, oh, you don't, yeah, yeah. You know, that's what we do. When she puts on those clothing, she knows she looks good. When she puts on that new pair of shoes, she brings it out. Look at my new shoes, look at my new shoes. She doesn't really mean that. She means, I look at my new shoes and I think they're wonderful. She really doesn't want you to look at her shoes and compliment them, because you're not wearing them. You don't have the slightest idea how they feel on her feet. You just know that she likes them. And that's okay. But you see, when we can start complimenting ourselves, when we can start feeling good ourselves, when someone gives us a compliment, we don't say, oh, gee, no. When we can say to ourselves that I like what I'm doing, I like the things I'm saying, I like the words I'm using, I like the thoughts I'm thinking, I like the people I'm with. You see, it's me. And you say, wow, that is certainly a selfish way. No, it's the only way. Because if you don't like yourself, nobody wants you around. If you don't like what clothing you're wearing, nobody gives a darn. They say, well, go put on something you like. If you don't like the world around you, people say, well, get off the world. You know, we'll stop it so you can step off, you know. And this is what life is all about. Life is about delighting in everything we have, in delighting in everything we are, in delighting in everything we do. I gave an illustration a short time ago, and everyone was complimenting me on the blue that I was wearing. And they say, "Oh, the blue, it looks so good on you, Herb. The blue of your eyes and the blonde of your hair." Blonde, my hair is white. "And Herb, you this and you that." "Oh, Herb." And I thought, "Oh, come on, get off it. Start telling me how wonderful your blouse is, how wonderful your shirt is, how wonderful your sweater is. Don't go complimenting me. What you want me to do is to come back to you with a compliment." And I won't do that. I won't do that. And so with the persistent comments on my blue shirts and so forth, I stopped wearing them. I said, "All right, I'm going to stop wearing them." And so I stopped wearing them. "Well, why did you stop wearing them? They look so nice on you. Why did you do this?" They said, "Look," I said, "because you haven't got the message. Compliment yourself." You say, "Oh, whenever I see blue, I feel so good, you know." And, "Oh, did you have blue on? No wonder I felt so good, you know. I feel so good. I feel so good. It's me. It's me. It's me." Yes, it's you. Yes, it's you. Now, you're going to fight this. It's human nature. Because we have been trained to, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all, Thumper's mother said to Thumper. Now, what are you going to say about yourself? Are you going to walk in looking beautiful? The queen does not come in and compliment the people in the room where she arrives. She just dresses in what she thinks are beautiful things, and she acts like the queen, and people look at her and say, "Oh, there's the queen." And naturally the queen wears good clothes and has this because she has a good taste and because she can afford to buy anything she wants. Well, those things all may be true, but you forgot the primary ingredient. The queen likes herself, and she puts on herself what she feels happy in wearing, and that is her compliment, and that's the only compliment. Yeah, yeah, it's something to think about, isn't it? But it doesn't really matter. It only matters that you like yourself and that you live a happy, harmonious, joyful life in everything you do because you're a great person. You're wonderful. You're worthwhile in every way. And just for the heck of it, I love you. I love you. I love you.